Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the kid out of Cambridge, Ohio, who would grow up into a jazz double bassist with the world ahead of him, that was George DeLancey with the 2016 song Complain off his self-titled album. George got his feet off the ground at the prestigious programs like the Columbus Youth Jazz Orchestra and Michigan State University, their jazz studies program, learning under the great Rodney Whitaker, and working with band leaders like Johnny O'Neill, Christian Hawes, Houston Person, Teal Fuller, and that's a big lineup. Most recently, he's been touring with the new star in the jazz universe, Bria Skonberg, and he's gotten around playing in New York and throughout the Midwest, and he's been very active nationally as a band leader and educator working with the Jazz at Lincoln Center's Jazz for Young People, Christian Howe's Creative Strings Workshop, and Keith Hall's Summer Drum Intensive. These days, he is the director of the Midwestern Arts Initiative, Appalachian Muse, and at the end of the proverbial day, he loves jazz, and during a recent conversation with Neon Jazz, he talked about it.
I love all different kinds of music. I don't know exactly why I am kind of partial to jazz. I think it's probably because of the freedom and the just there's so much you can do in jazz music.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of some of the finest jazz cats on the planet, with Bobby Watson leading the march and Charlie Parker, where it all started, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, always leaning towards creating a little bit more of that legendary status. There was one cat that George loved quite a bit, and so did the world at large. It was Satchmo, and the man, he had a plan. Louis Armstrong. As we listened to Sweethearts on Parade, we heard George talk about Pops.
I really love jazz. I loved Louis Armstrong when I was a kid, and I took up the trumpet, and then the next year I wanted to play bass, the upright bass, and so they conceded. And they told me, "Look, you're taking lessons." You know, we just shelled out some money for an upright bass. So,
marching through, yes, on the Sweethearts on Red Bubble. Our side as the best we find, yes, Sweethearts on the Red. Yeah, babe, I'd love to join the fun about that for me. It takes more than one to join the army. Yeah, for that. How I sigh as they pass me by on the sweet home of bread.
Yes, two by two they come marching through the Sweethearts
This is George Delancey, bass player in New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was a master on the double bass, internationally renowned cat, Rodney Whittaker, we talked about at the top of the hour, with the 2009 song Wise Young Man off his 2009 CD Ballads and Blues. And that was one towering influence on the world of George. Have a listen to his thoughts. Along with his history and prowess in the jazz field these days, he is a professor of jazz bass and the director of jazz studies at Michigan State University, the same school George went to. He is full of Detroit roots and raw talent and spent 7 years as a bassist with Wynton Marsalis' septet and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He's toured the world over the last 25 years, and he's played with so many along the way. From one of the first jazz cornetists going and a cat that once held the title as king in the New Orleans jazz scene, and that's pretty hefty. This is Freddie Keppard with the tune Adam's Apple on this very delicious hour of Neon Jazz.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Ha ha ha.
That was modern-day jazz cat Dave Rempus with the 2012 song Conic Sections off the CD Instruments of Change. Right out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, he started his musical studies at the age of 8, inspired by a family friend who played clarinet in local Greek bands and by Zoot, and you all remember him from the Muppets Band. And he graduated from Northwestern University in 1998 at the age of 22, and he was asked to replace veteran saxophonist Mars Williams in that Chicago outfit that's popular, the Vandermark 5, and that got him off and running in the right direction. And during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he talked about a very diverse career and a wide range of musicians he's been around.
I think working with as many different musicians as possible all the time helps to inform my own development as an improviser and helps give me new perspectives and ideas on what's possible and really keeps things fresh.
Dave is also one cool cat, and he's very diversified. He is a central organizer of the Indie Rock Pitchfork Music Festival. Dave had some kind words to impart on legendary cat Eric Dolphy. His influence was massive, so as we go into the tune Mandrake, Dave talks about the real Eric influence on him.
You know, high school, starting listening to folks like Eric Dolphy and Yusef Lateef really got my ears focused on, I think, a different approach to playing, to improvising, to thinking about harmony and melody and timbre. And, you know, that sort of wove together the cultural background that I came out of and the things that a lot of jazz musicians, you know, began to explore, I think, in the late 1950s and early 1960s.
Sonny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was the tenor saxophonist that knew a thing or two about jazz, Fred Anderson, right out of Chicago, with the tune Ladies in Love off the Live 2004 album On the Run, Live at the Velvet Lounge. Full of swing and hard bop, he was one of the founders of the Association of the Advancement of Creative Musicians. And he was also quite a teacher, and his sphere of influence was massive. Dave reminisced about it a bit.
I used to see Fred Anderson play all the time before he died in 2010. You know, he was somebody who was still practicing his entire life till he passed away, was out playing, was out working with new people. And every time I saw him play, it wasn't like there was some seismic shift in the way he played, but there would be like one small new thing every time I saw him play.
From the chops of longtime harmonica cat Jelly Roll Johnson, here's the tune Killer Joe off the 2013 CD Come Rain or Come Shine, next on this sunny episode of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
This is Oran Etkin, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Little Jimmy Scott on the jazz vocals with the 1994 tune, I Cried For You, off the CD Dream. He used his charms for a lot of success in the 40s and 50s, but faltered in the early 60s. He then slid into obscurity before going into a comeback in the 1990s. He was unusual with his singing voice due to something known as the Kallman syndrome, a rare genetic disorder that limited his height to 4 feet 11 inches until the age of 37, when he grew 8 inches. It prevented him from reaching puberty and left him with a very high voice. And if you hear it again, you're going to know who he is. He's also been in films. Our final stop, from a man who defined jazz trumpet, here's Lee Morgan, defining his life in jazz. Stop Start, off the 1967 LP, The Procrastinator, taking us out of this hour of music of wonder. And with that, thanks for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best thing to happen to Kansas City radio ever, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here for you, all the time. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.